Blog Talk Radio. us, oh God, how to let you have full control over our lives. Teach us, oh Lord, how not to participate in everything and anything that comes our way, because it may be sent to corrupt what you are doing in our spirit. God, for we know that sin lieth at the door. God, for we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. God, we know that everything that comes upon us, we don't need to be a participant in everything and don't need to receive everything. So with that being said, God, we're going to ask you to cover America, cover our family and our friends, cover our neighborhoods, cover our jobs, cover our going ins, cover our going outs, cover us when we sleep and cover us when we're waking up, God, cover us in our sleep. For God, you are God and you God alone. Teach us how to allow you to be God in and over our lives. God, walk with us every day. Walk with us all day. Teach us, God, how to hold your hand and follow you as you lead us, God. Be the light unto our feet. Thank you, oh God. Teach us how to release and let you be God. Amen. So for all of you all that's listening, I hope you got your valuables, your pencils, your pens. I hope you're ready to communicate with me, because I want to tell you something that I experienced this week. I've been listening to a lot of different ministers preach, talk, listen to their service, and I really have been saying, yes, Lord, I receive it, Lord. God, open my ears, open my eyes, open my mouth, open my heart. Yes, I've been saying it to God. God, deliver me while I'm still in this place. God, I want to get out of this place. God, I'm ready for the next level. But then I had to think about something. I was at work. I was at home. I was in different situations. And I found myself complaining. I'm going to hold my head down in shame for a moment. Complaining. Now, before I go a little farther, I want to read something to you. It's Jude, the 16th verse. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts. In their mouth speak great swelling words, having men, persons, and admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember ye the words which are spoken before the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that part, because we're agreeing with the apostles that are teaching us. And I read that because, like I said, I was complaining. The word of God speaks about murmurers and complainers. And I was talking about how much the work was left and how this wasn't done and that wasn't done and come home, this was intended to, that was intended to, this is left for me and that is left for me. And I was just complaining, and I heard a mm. And I just kept complaining and talking and complaining and talking. Hey, Wordson, thank you for joining in. God is a healer. And I was saying, God, are you hearing me? And I just kept on, I didn't even give him time to answer. I just kept complaining, you know, out loud and in my spirit, under my voice. I just kept complaining. This and that and that and this and, you know. And I heard it again. I said, God, are you, me? Are you giving me the And God said, in my spirit, I heard him loud and clear. In my ears that I asked him to open. In my mind that I asked him to let me have a new mindset. In my heart where I asked him to let me receive his word. I heard him say, get over yourself. And I said, get over myself. I said, God, what do you mean, get over myself? He said, you're complaining about everything. If I could, I would have slapped myself, but I was scared. I would have hurt myself. He said, about you complaining about everything. you ain't had nothing good to say about nothing for quite a while. It wasn't just this week. Before a while, you found problems with everything and everybody. You just complaining, complaining. In other words, God was trying to tell me, if you don't shut up, I don't want to hear what you got to say. You know, how many of y'all know we don't never want to be in a position like that? God wouldn't do it to us, but to hear God in your spirit just go, mm. I mean, like somebody behind you is sitting by you going, mm, yeah, whatever. Anyway, I began to start saying, God, help me that I don't be a complainer. I don't want to get older and be a complainer. You know how when you're young and you think about the older people in your life, you say, oh, they just complain about everything. They so mean. I said, God, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be a complainer. I don't want to be a murmurer. I don't want to find fault in everything and everybody. I said, God, help me help myself. So I began to talk with Apostle Elect. And she just said, that's what the Bible talks about, complainers. You know, but I wanted her to say something else, but she said, that's what the Bible says. It talks about complaining. Get in the Word, get in the Word, get in the Word. And I start laughing on the inside because when I know that it's true, that it was God, and I talk with Apostle Elect, she going to say, well, the Bible says this, get in the Word, get in the Word, get in the Word. So I had to get in the Word. And that's when I found out about Jude. Yeah, I Google a lot of stuff to find it. And it took me to that, about the murmurers and the complainers. And then I had to get quiet. I had to remember, get quiet and allow God to talk to you. Because God don't holler. God don't scream. God don't yell. He don't send no emails. He don't send no texts, no faxes. He don't make no phone calls. He do a one-on-one. And I heard God said, who much is given, much is required. And I said, oh, Lord. He said, I want to take you on a trip, Renee. I want to take you back. And I'm going to bring you forward. He said, you remember when you were younger and your dad was a drinker? I said, yes, Lord. He said, and you asked me to take it away from him? I said, yes, Lord. He said, did I? I said, yes, Lord. He said, you remember when you used to sit in the rocking chair and rock and get upset because your sisters and everybody could dance, but you didn't have the beat, you couldn't dance? And I said, oh, yeah, Lord, I don't want to remember that. He said, but do you remember? You asked me to give you a beat to allow you to dance, to find the rhythm. I said, yes, Lord. He said, did I? I said, yes, Lord. He said, you remember when you asked me to let you be popular and be the best person on the baseball team and let you be one of the good better players on the softball team also? And I said, yes, Lord. He said, did I? I said, yes, Lord. He said, remember when you asked me to allow you to learn how to ride a motorcycle and protect you and not let you get killed or hurt or broken up and all that? I said, yes, Lord. He said, did I? I said, yes, Lord. He said, I let you ride all over the country and I let you be safe and nothing happened to you. You never got robbed. Your bike never got stolen and stuff. I said, yes, Lord. He stopped for a moment. He said, get over yourself. Who much is given, much is required. And I said, oh, I thought he was finished. He said, well, let's come up here. He said, you remember the day you went for your job that you have now, that on the 19th of this month, it'll be 29 years? I said, yes, Lord. He said, you asked me for that job. I said, I sure did. Now, I want to explain something to you all. When I went for this job, I wasn't looking for a job. I was with somebody else that was looking for a job. I had rollers in my hair. I had a scarf on my head. I had on a halter top and some Daisy Duke shorts. And I had the nerve to be laying on the hood of my car out in front of the place smoking a cigarette. And the young lady that went in there to get the job, she was looking at me like, I'm just glad you brought me for the ride, to be honest. So a young man came out. He said, well, you sunbathing, ain't you? I said, yeah, I brought a friend up here to get a job. He said, well, why didn't you go in there and fill out the application? I said, look at me, do I need a job? I said, do I need a job? He said, well, baby, beauty and shapes don't last forever. I said, well, I got it. I'm going to work it. And he started laughing. He said, girl, while you here, you ain't doing nothing. You might as well go on in there and get a job. And I said, Lord, if this is a job you want me to have, I said, God, give me the job. I said, you give me the job, God, I'll change my ways. Now, this was April the 19th. I went in there and put in the application. Now, y'all know when you put in applications, you wait weeks, sometimes months to hear from somebody. Before I could even get home, that man had called me and asked me, did I really want a job? I said, yeah. He said, well, if you can get back down here. Now, this was 12 o'clock in the afternoon. He said, if you can get back over here and get downtown and get fingerprinted, take a drug test, sign up for the union, get back here by 3 o'clock, you got the job. So I said, God, I need you to hold up time. I need to make time move real slow for me. I'm going to go on and do it. Then I said, I ain't going to make it. But I said, well, I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm going to go on and do it. So I did all that. And I got back it down, back to that place before 3 o'clock. And he told me I can start that coming Monday. Now, how many of you all know that was God? People don't understand that when the song says, and people say, what God has for me is for me. And I'm saying all that to say, but I was thinking. I was complaining. But God brought that back. I got my job that I have now that I got it the day I applied for it. I didn't have on no business attire. My hair went all done up. You heard what I said I had on. Now, you can act like I had a business suit if you want to. It was a business suit, but that ain't the business I was in on that day. I was just chilling. But anyway, I got that job. So this 19th of April will be my anniversary. What'd you say, Margo? God, I needed you. That's it. I needed God to hold up time for me so I can move. Now, I had to come from my house, which I stayed out west by Oak Park, to get over to the county to get the paperwork to take downtown to the county board to come back to go to the union to go back to the county board, but the county building, city hall one side, county one other side, down there to get back to the hospital. Y'all ain't hearing me. I asked God to hold up the time, make it move real slow. He did it, and I got the job that day. Was told what time to show up. Now, they said they only had a position for second or third shift. I said, I could do that because I hang out all night riding my bike, kicking it, all this. I can do that. I can do it. But how many of y'all know I could do it because I was hanging out because I wanted to? But, yes, he will. He will do it. I did not want third shift. But I had to go through orientation. I got that in the daytime. And I said to God, I don't want no third shift. I want first shift. So I did such a good job on first shift that when they put me on third shift, I didn't even work it a full week. They said, we want you on days. I said, look at God. Now, this one, I'm in a mess. God was taking care of me then. I said, Lord, I hear you. He said, no, you don't hear me. You don't hear me. Because, see, once I allowed you to ride the motorcycles, he said, did I not have people give you motorcycles? I say, yeah, God, you did. Yes, Wilson, God really likes me. God made somebody give me a car. I didn't say I had to take over notes. I didn't say I had to pay for it. I didn't say I had to do nothing. God made somebody give me a car. Not just somebody, a doctor give me a car. I've had several people in my life give me a car. I'm not talking about no hoopty. I'm not talking about no stuff like that. I had a family member that loves me dearly, and I love him dearly, give me a motorcycle because he knows that's what I like. But I'm showing you how God would touch somebody's heart to take care of you, but and you be studied complaining, murmuring. I asked God for a motorcycle club to be very popular, the motorcycle club to do this, the motorcycle club to do that. The first one was just friends. They still out, and this was back from the 80s. They still popular. Then I joined a motorcycle club, Women of Clutch of Chrome, very popular all over. I'm saying all that to say, who much is given, much is required. Now, once I got this job at County and years went on, I asked God, I didn't want to just stay in one place forever. I wanted to move around and work with different doctors and different patients in different areas. Every time a new doctor's office, a clinic would open up, I would say, God, I want to go over there. I would put in for it. People would say, oh, you don't have much experience to go over there. You got to have this experience, that experience. And I would just say, oh, do it. And I would just say, God, what you say? I would get the job. When I got sick in 2012 and I was off work up until almost 2019, God had them pay me while I was off. I lost no time. God took care of me. So the other day when I was complaining, God reminded me of that. God even took me back to when I got married. I had the scarlet fever as a kid. The doctor said I would probably never have children because I was so sick during that time. My AIM baby sister lived in, I think it was Arkansas. I remember she drove to Chicago because I said to God, I never wanted children. Never wanted children because I love the freedom of coming and going. But when I got married, I said, I want a son. I said, God, I want a Joshua. I want a Samson. I want a Samuel. I want a Boaz. I want a son that's going to love me like Jesus loved us. I said, God, I was telling God what I wanted. And I remember this one Sunday we was in church. It was called No Cross, No Crown. And my auntie drove here from Arkansas. She had this pickup truck. I think that truck would have drove to the North Pole and down to the South Pole and back. She drove that thing everywhere. My auntie came to our church, and Apostle Sandra Thomas was known as the elect lady then. She was ministering, and my auntie walked through the church, and I went to sit down, and the apostle stood up and said, well, the elect lady stood up and said, bring mother to the front. So they brought her to the front of the church, and apostle said, she stopped talking and said, I'm going to turn the service over to Mother Seabury because God says she has something to say. Now, nobody knew she was coming in town. But my auntie got up and said, I come to do what God told me to do. And she called me out. She said, Renee, she said, come up here. Now, me, I'm going to play like I don't know who she's talking to. I'm going to look around. I'm not just the only Renee in church. I'm her niece. So I know who she's talking to. But I thought my auntie was going to hit me on the head and I was going to fall out. And that day I had on a cute suit. I didn't want to fall out that day. You know, I didn't want to get that. Anyway. But I went up there. I obeyed what God told her to tell me to do, and I came to the front of the church. She said, because your husband asked God, And because you asked God and your mama and everybody's been praying for what you asked God for, she took her hand and she took the palm of her hand and hit me right here in my stomach and pushed up under my breast and said, Joshua, come forth. And I'm like, what is she doing? And before I could finish saying what is she doing, I felt something inside me. I can't explain it to this day. I felt something inside me that I just can't explain it. And she said, now you're going to know God's God. And she said to the church, she said, I've done what God told me to do. And she said, I love you all, walked out that church and drove back to her house. I said, ain't that something? I said, Joshua, come forth. I kept saying, what does that mean, Joshua, come forth? Mind you, I was a little bit after that. I went to work to take the shot, but I couldn't take the shot till I have a pregnancy test. And I said, y'all have to worry about that because y'all got on record I can't have children. They said, no. We still have to do it every year. We have to go in there, put the urine in the cup, come on back, such and such, such and such. So I came back, and she said, okay, negative. So I went on over to my job site, and before I could sit down, the phone was ringing. And they was like, Sylvia, it's an emergency. Come to the phone. I come to the phone. The lab tech say, don't take that shot. I said, huh? She said, don't take the shot. I said, well, she said, you pregnant. I said, pregnant? And at that moment, I heard my auntie say, Joshua, come forth. And I'm saying all that to say that when God has blessed you all your life, you heard me say I had the scarlet fever. I came out of that. Y'all don't know me, but my family know me. I was in several motorcycle accidents. I never got broke up now. I may have got scarred up, but I ain't got broke up. I never tore up a bike that I couldn't ride back. I'm just sure. I had to get over myself. God began to take me back through my life. You know how they say, you see a movie. God took me back to my life and said, stop complaining. Stop murmuring. And just give me the praise for the things that I have done. Now, I don't even have to tell you all about the stuff he's been blessing me with. Lately, this decade, I'm still thanking him from the 70s and the 80s. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. I'm still in the 70s and the 80s. I'm a 60s baby. I'm still thanking God for the 70s and the 80s. When God had done all the things he have done for me. And this past week, I think I murmured and complained to the point I gave God a headache. Because God said, yes, yes, Minister Margo, praise our God. Yes, Cassandra. Nobody but God. See, I'm one of them people, you can't tell me how good God is. Because I could sit back while you're talking to me and said, I know he will. I know he could bring you out. That's why when Cassandra Brown gives her testimony, I thank God because I know what God done for her. Oh, my God, I know what he done for her. That's why when Minister Margo tells how transparent she going to tell on herself, I know what God has done for her. Because, see, when you know where you come from and when you know what you've been taught, but sometimes you let people get in your ear. I wrote down a little note that says, who much is given, much is required. That's in Luke 12, the 48th verse. Who much is given, much is required. And you walk around here murmuring and complaining. You got to be careful who you let in your ear gates. You got to be careful who you let in your eye gates. See, you may not realize it, but you listen. Sometimes the word talk about itching ears. Sometimes you be listening, but not listening, but you listening because it didn't tickled your inner ear. Sometimes you're looking, but you're not looking, but you're peeping. It's an into your eyeballs. The word talks about how the mirror, your eyes is a mirror. You can see, You can judge a person by the look in their eyes. Yes. Yes, Chris. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't think of enough. Sometimes people could be talking stuff that, how they, you know, I just read it to you. It said they use swole words. Sometimes people use these sweet words. They have this tongue that they tickle you with their tongue. Oh, yeah. Tickle your intellect. They could tickle your ears. They could tickle your heart because of the words they use. It sound good. It's big words. They smooth. That's what they say, a smooth talker. You may not realize it, but somebody can mess up your blessing because of what you receive, what you allow to pollute your atmosphere. I remember a cousin of mine was sick in a hospital, and she was complaining about certain things, and all I could hear God tell me was to tell her to set her atmosphere. And that's what God has been sharing back with me. Set your atmosphere. I thank God that I haven't been able to get in the click of certain things, but when certain things start trying to click around me, I start asking God to move me around, move that away from me and from around me. He started doing. Be careful with your talents, who you allow to hold on, get in, pull in, and sit around and try to get up under your talent. Whether it's singing, dancing, writing, playing instruments, or being able to write a story or play, or just be careful with who you expose your talents to. Just be careful who you expose your wealth to, whether it's dollar wealth, a wealth of knowledge, or wealth of communication with people. You know how you have people like love to drop names. You know, you may have people that's listening to your conversation, or as me and my sister talk a lot, they try to take credit for something you've done. They try to put their name on it, or even something you cook. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful who you spend your time with. You know, that's one thing you can never cash in. You can never refund. You can never exchange. It's time. Be careful. I look at it, a lot of the young men in my family, and a lot of wasted time has been wasted on certain things. And a lot of time, they don't have people around them, positive people that's speaking into their lives, as well as some of the young ladies in my family. They look at us as old-timers that we don't know no good, or we don't know no better, don't nobody do that no more. Well, that's the problem. Nobody is sitting down teaching our young people how to get over themselves, how to get past themselves. Nobody's teaching them that God is God no matter what you do. God is God no matter where you go. God is God no matter who you are. God is God. I thank God for those two verses. One was telling me about the murmuring and the complaining, because, see, I was doing a lot of murmuring. That's why God was telling me, I was doing a lot of complaining. That's why God was telling me, And when I got to the nerve to say, God, are you haunting me? I said, I got to the nerve to ask. He just said, let me take you back. So sometimes we need to go back and think about where we were and where we're at. And we can get to the place that we say, God, help me truly get over myself. Because I didn't manage to put myself in a place I shouldn't be. I didn't manage to put myself back in a place I shouldn't ever went back to. manage myself to be pulled out of my direction that you're taking, you have taken me out of. I don't want to have, you know, we used to say when we was a kid, put your right foot in, take your right foot out, put your right foot in, and you shake it all about. Then you do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. I don't want to be hokey pokey. I don't want it to be that's what it's all about. I want to be all about my Father's business. That when I catch myself complaining, I want to be able to break out into a song in my heart, in my head. If I can't break out into a song and sing, I ain't say I was able to sing. I just said I want to break out because I want to make sure whatever noise coming out of my mouth is not murmuring and complaining. I want to make sure it's a joyful noise unto the Lord. I want to make sure that stop myself from falling backwards. I didn't say sliding backwards. I said falling backwards. God is married to the backslider. I didn't say I don't want to go back. I didn't say I don't want to do this. I said, God, help me so that I don't go back. Because one thing I do know is God loves me. He loves me with all that I am. He loves me with all that I have. He loves me with all that I don't have. God has told me I can come to him and ask him. And for those of you all that's looking on here and listening on here, whether it's live or in the archives or replay or on Blog Talk, ask God to help you get over yourself. My title was When You Need to Get Over Yourself, and this was a win. I needed to understand I need to get over myself because everything's not going to be perfect. There's none perfect but one. Everything is not going to always go the way I want. Because if everything goes the way I want, why do I need God? He's a way maker. He's my provider. He's my refuge. He's my deliverer. He's my God. I want God to be happy with me. I don't want God to never, ever, ever have to me again. Like, if you don't shut up, when are you going to have something good to say? I don't never want to be like that again. I don't never want to put myself so high up that I don't think nobody else can mess up, nobody else can do this, because if everything is already always like that, how will people know when they have growth? How will people know that they need growth? How will people know they need to touch God? They need to touch the hem of his garment. They need to touch his word. They need to get in his word. They need to apply his word to them. Because I want to share this with you, my last point. Yes, Margo, Lord help us to be grateful. We need to be grateful. I remember complaining to my supervisor, to my boss. Why I always got to do this? Why are you always asking me that? Why you this? Why you that? Why you this? Why you that? And my supervisor said, because when I ask you to do something, it's done right the first time. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to assume. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to keep checking up on it, you know. And I was like, that's why you always up here checking on me? He said, I don't check on you. I come because sometimes I need to just sit down and relax. I don't have to look around and wonder. Because I know whatever I asked you to do or told you to do or instructed you to do, informed you to do, is already done. And that blessed me so. But at the same time, I said, and I had to catch myself, well, you need to treat everybody like that. And the conversation was, everybody can't be trusted like that. So I'm saying, if I trust God, and I'm asking God to trust me, Apostle Elect put on her page, you say you trust God, but can God trust you? To hear in the natural that God had somebody to come and say, I can trust you. Do you know, after I read that post, I say, God, I want to know, can you trust me? Do you trust me? And to have someone come and say to you, I trust you. That was nobody but God. Because, see, I said before, Apostle Elect said it, Minister Margo said it, Pastor Troy Thomas said it, Apostle Thomas said it, Prophet Thomas said it. Even Apostle Sandra Thomas said it when she was still here with us. If you can't be transparent and tell on yourself, how many people are going to understand that they're not the only one dealing with this? Because, see, the idle mind is a playground for the devil. And if the devil can make you think you're the only one dealing with this, you're the only one going through this, you will never seek deliverance. You will never tell it because you don't want to expose yourself, because you don't want someone to know you stuck here. That's why I say I'm not ashamed. God, I'm stuck here. Now, I had to realize something. In order for me to be delivered, I had to start telling on myself before God bring me to an open shame. And nobody wants to be shamed privately, let alone openly. But when you start telling on yourself, oh, yes, I wasn't always trying to minister God's word. To be honest, people said they was running from God's word. Baby, we had on some rollerblades. I was on my motorcycle. I was riding a speed bike. I was trying to run, fly away from God's word because I didn't want to be responsible for what I had heard, what I had taught, what I had been taught, what I had said. But when it came to the place where I said, God's been too good to me, when I had the problem with my heart and they were telling me how fast it was beating itself to death. And all I can remember is what I was taught all my life to say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. If I couldn't say the blood of Jesus, if I couldn't say nothing else, I was taught to call on the name of Jesus in the time of trouble. It's in Psalms 91. He'll come rescue you in a time of trouble. I was in trouble, and I called on the name of Jesus. Acts 2 and 21 said, those that call on his name shall be saved. I called on his name. When I had my stroke and I was riding my motorcycle with my son on the back, and I kind of was in and out of who I am and where I'm at and what I'm doing, but the habits of my hands and feet kept doing what they wanted to do, but I didn't know what I was doing. But I knew Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And when I knew God did something like that for me, I got for real about what God was doing in my life, who God is in my life. I don't play with it. Now, we had enough sis growing up, even with our mess, that we didn't allow people to be around us that played with the name of the Lord. We didn't like for people that be around us to play with Jesus Christ, and we didn't like none of that. We didn't allow that. I'm saying all that to say, when you get to the point you need to get over yourself, take it to Jesus. Take it to the Lord. Get in his word and be honest. Pray before you get in his word and ask God to give you the ammunition you need, to give you the words that you need. Tell God you need to know him and you want to know him a little more. Get into the book of Matthew's. Matthew's the 6th chapter? Get in that. Cassandra says she wants to get in my video. Let me see, could I bring her in for a moment? Approve. See if Cassandra has something to say about how good God has been to her. We only have a few more minutes. And I just thank God for what he's doing for me. When I was young, I had a vision of being able to talk to people. God showed me that I would be talking to people when my hair was salt and pepper. Hey, Cassandra. How are you? So you
hey,
are...
I'm for you. I'm confused to look at everything. I just want to thank you for coming on here with the word and stuff, because God, he is good. He's truly good. He's amazing. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. And I'm a witness, because God has brought me out of so much.
Yes.
I just want to thank you. When I get over here, I just have tears of joy. You know, it just be overwhelmed, because God has been so good to me, because I've been through a lot of stuff, but I always have had a loving mother and sister and brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always been there for me, even when I was in my mess.
Yes.
So I just want to thank God. And hey, Michael, I love you. I just want to let you know I love you. I'm just real grateful, and I appreciate you, Margot, when you told me that you enjoyed my testimony at Willie Mark's funeral. God has been good to me. I'm just grateful, and I just want you ladies to know that I love y'all, and y'all keep on doing what y'all doing.
Yes.
Because I'm not busy. I'm going to be right here with y'all in the Word, because I know that ain't nobody doing nothing for me but the man upstairs. Everything that I got, God has gave to me. And I ain't confused about that.
I
ain't confused at all. God is so good.
I know that's right, Cassandra. I just want to say to you.
So I just want to thank y'all. And I'm sorry to get over here looking the best, but it ain't about looking the best. It's about praising God. Because I know he'll do it.
Yes, he did. Because I thank God for you sharing with us the other day.
Thank you.
He gave you them keys. He gave them keys. And I just want, one thing I want to share with everybody is this. One thing I do know is this young lady right here. I watched her grow up. I watched Cassandra go through the trials and tribulations of her life. And to see her right now, all I can say is, thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. All I got to say is, God, I thank you, because out of all the things, Cassandra, he never let you go. And I thank God you never let him go.
Right.
I thank God for what he's doing for you. A lot of people, I want to tell you all a little story. When Cassandra got pregnant in her older years, she walked past me on the block we grew up. And I said, Grandma, what you doing pregnant? And she said, Renee, I ain't no grandma. I said, yes, you is, Grandma. You ain't supposed to be having no baby. Your son supposed to be having a baby. So ever since then, I call her Grandma.
Right.
Only because... her son was grown. He should have been having babies, but she had another baby, and her daughter has been a blessing in her life.
I thank
God for watching her grow up. God is so good, as long as we be transparent and let people know, if you try to do it, people say, I can't come to God until I clean up. No, God is the one to clean you up.
Right.
You didn't do it. You can't do it. You
right,
can't do
if
it.
If we could have did that, we would be the long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Before they had gas works and started doing this and doing this and getting that for one more.
Yes.
You know,
I thank God.
We couldn't do it.
Mm-mm.
I know I couldn't. I needed God. I needed help.
I thank God that not only did you, like you say, you know you needed help. I thank God you received the help. And see, a lot of times people don't want to say where I come from. They just want you to be with them right here where they at. If you don't know my story, you can't never enjoy my praise.
Right.
You can't enjoy my praise because you don't know where I come from. I was just saying before you came on, God showed me, Cassandra, we was young and we was on Walnut, that I was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, God, I didn't realize how popular I was.
Uh-huh.
But God said, I'm not going to expose you to the world until you get salt and pepper hair.
Okay.
So here it is now. I'm talking to people on Facebook and different places, and I got salt and pepper hair.
Right.
Because, see, obviously God knew it was some things I didn't need to have then.
Okay.
But I had the popularity. I just didn't really realize to the extent.
Yeah.
You know me. You know how the trucks, the cars, the motorcycle. You know all that. I have family members.
All that.
I have family members that don't know. And I'm like, I didn't get saved while I was down and out. I got saved while I was having fun. And if people only knew how much fun I was having, they'd have been like, girl, I wouldn't have walked away. I had to. Because God had told me, choose ye this day whom you going to serve. And I had to make that choice. And I thank God. I had a lot of friends while I was a sinner. But since I became a saint, I ain't got no friends. I went from plenty.
If the woman be God, girl, come on, come to church. Come on, let's go to church.
They don't want that.
Come on, Bible study with me. Bad to back.
They don't want that.
I could stay out of here. Like three or four of my friends come to my church. And three of not none of them come to Bible study. But that's all right, because when they get ready, they have to be ready. Now, like I say, oh, okay, who don't be at church? I'm going to be there, just me and the pastor and dad.
That's it. You let God lead you and guide you. Because, see, I want to say this to you before we end the program. Cassandra, some people are watching you.
Yeah, I know.
They're watching you. They want to see you fall. They want to see you return. But I pray your strength in the Lord. I pray that God keeps you. I pray that you want to be kept. I pray that you keep your hands up. I pray that you keep your heart open to God. Because as you see, you didn't know I know. But I saw you. You said, I got the keys to my new condo. See, ain't nobody but God did that. That's God.
I know. If I stay out the way and do what I need to do, stay positive, don't worry about what they're doing, I think, I don't care.
Right.
I ain't going to go over. When I see people that I used to be out there with, I'm not no better than them. I just don't do what they do.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? I still love them. I speak to them. I give them a hug. I give them a dollar or two or whatever. I just don't go where they at because I already know what they're doing. So why I'm going there?
Right.
I already know what you're doing. I don't put myself in situations like that.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about coming out of it.
I know.
I tell myself that every day. I don't care.
Yes, because you got your daughter. Look what God gave you with your daughter. She is.
I surrender.
Yes. I thank God for that. Right there in the 3,500. I ain't going to the 34 and down. I'm just talking about in the 35.
Right.
Look how many of them didn't make it.
Right. Yeah.
So I thank God for all that he's done for us. I thank God for the great stories that came off our block, the great success stories. People don't even know who we know, who we grew up with.
Right.
They don't even have a clue. And it's like, y'all don't even know what we talking about, but you know we talking. We just telling you about the grace and mercy and love of God and his protection. So I'm going to thank you for coming on. I'm going to end this. You can stay on if you want to.
No, I'm gone, girl. Okay.
Okay.
I just want to get on here and just let y'all know. You keep on doing you and the 500. Keep on doing. And just listen to
Cecilia.
Y'all keep on going. I'm grateful. I love y'all. And I'll catch y'all next
one. Okay, thank you. We love you too, Cassandra. All right, baby. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. Thank you all for taking that time out to enjoy Cassandra. with us. I just thank God for people. Anytime I'm on the air and you want to give God praise and glory, you want to give God the honor, you know, if I got a few minutes at the end, I'll bring you on. I thank God for just having people that's not ashamed to tell what God has done for them. Like Minister Margo said, we all need God's help. He loves us and cares about us more than anything in the world, more than anyone in the world. So all we have to say is, God, I love you. I thank you. I love our foundational scripture, which we live by through this ministry. It's Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness, God add these things unto you. Like God add knowledge unto me that I needed to get over myself. That ain't nothing so bad that I can't deal with it. God has gave me grace and mercy and strength to do what he has instructed me to do. And as long as I keep God first, y'all, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. So anybody on Blog Talk, if you want to speak up and say the word blessed you, if you have anything to say, please do it at this time. I'm going to take a few more minutes, and then we can go from there. Okay, I guess nobody has anything to say on Blog Talk. But Facebook, I want to thank you all for taking out the time listening to me talk tonight about God telling me to get over myself.
We just want to say God is faithful. Trust him.
Apostle Elect said God is faithful. Trust him. Thank you, Apostle Elect. Don't forget, this Sunday coming up, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, known on Facebook as Yes Lord Cecilia, will be on Blog Talk at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. She will be on Blog Talk. If you follow my post, you will see a picture of her saying what it is. The phone number is 310-861-2354. Again, Blog Talk. She doesn't do Facebook, but she does do Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Ministries. That's 310-861-2354. Then we'll be back here Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Minister Margo McCorr. So if you all would definitely plug in, you get to have Apostle Elect Sunday morning. You get to have Minister Margo Monday night. And next Friday, hopefully a Prophet Antoine Thomas will be able to tune in and give us a word from the Lord and just let God have his way. He does Facebook as well as Blog Talk. So I want you all to know that we love you all with the love of the Lord. I thank you all for listening, taking time out. And if you ever want to, like I say, be a part of when I minister, please put a request in and hit me on a message. Let me know that you want to be a part of it. Please don't come on here trying to sell anything. Just come on testifying about how good God has been, how God has blessed you and saw you through, bringing you through, kept you because you wanted to be kept. And with that being said, we just want to say good night. We love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Good night, Blog Talk.